Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Now listen to
them. We'll be with
them. How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9 minus the Joe. 60% chance of rain today, high of 68 tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 71. Live the Web Girl, I don't know if you saw this. Wish TV asked Victor Oladipo yesterday if he felt more confident going into this new season for the Pacers.
Right.
And I felt like his response was like such a cool response. Like, it'll just get you pumped up for whatever you're dealing with or tackling today. He just talked about basically just being ready to take on whatever life is going to throw at you. I don't know. It was just really inspirational.
I am so excited for him in this season for the Pacers. The Pacers were ranked 8th in the power rankings in the NBA. So
really?
Yeah, that's like huge.
So wait, so is that higher than it has been before in past years?
Oh my gosh, yeah. The Pacers, here's the thing. I'm not from Indy, so I don't have really any extreme loyalty to the Pacers. I don't live far from here, so I do like them, but they have not been that great in the past. I think what's really helping them is that they have this kind of young team. Everyone's healthy going into the season, and also that they almost did beat the Cavs in the playoffs last year. So this is going to be a huge season for the Pacers.
Oh, good. Okay, well, good. That'll get you pumped up regardless. Yeah. if you're wondering where Joe is, every day I've been telling you this week where he's been because he has been gone. Today, he's inspecting the sewers of New York City for Pennywise from It, since Halloween's coming up. Mm. See, the NYPD needed someone who hated themselves enough that if they didn't come back after going down there, they wouldn't mind. So they found Joe. They thought he was perfect for that. Mm. So, you know, another job that no one else would want to do. But Joe is going to be looking for Pennywise in the sewers of New York City.
I feel especially grateful because he knows how much I hate It.
Yes.
So he's doing this one for me. And for everyone out there. So tweet at him, at Joe Pesh Radio, thanking him for finding Pennywise in the sewers of New York City.
Yeah, he really needs the motivation. So if you could please tweet him at Joe Pesh Radio. We've been trying to get you to do this all week. Tweet him for all the different weird jobs he's doing to keep him motivated and pumped up. Garbage coming up. We got a tense moment in court with Bill Cosby yesterday. A Bravo reality star is fired. And did John Legend close the deal with Chrissy Teigen on their first date? We'll find out.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby will be going to prison at 81 years old. Yesterday, the judge said that he will put Cosby behind bars for 3 to 10 years for drugging and sexually assaulting Temple University women's basketball administrator Andrea Constan at his estate near Philly in 2004. Prosecutors asked a judge to give him 5 to 10 years behind bars while his lawyers asked for house arrest, saying the legally blind Cosby is too old and helpless to do prison time. Judge Stephen O'Neill said that he would not settle for probation or partial confinement such as house arrest. The judge also labeled Cosby a sexually violent predator, which means Cosby must undergo lifetime counseling and report quarterly to authorities. His name will appear on a sex offender registry sent to neighbor schools and victims. Inside Edition talked about a tense moment in court yesterday.
There was one especially tense moment in court just before the sentencing. Cosby had a one-on-one with prosecutors who were trying to find out whether he understood all the rules associated with being deemed a sexual violent predator. He answered most of the questions with a yes or a no. But at one point, he asked a question of the prosecution team. He said, if I went from a city to another city, even just overnight, I have to notify state police, almost as though he expects to one day be on the road again.
In case you're wondering, Bill Cosby's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame isn't going anywhere. According to a rep from the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, once installed, the star has become part of the historic fabric of the Walk of Fame, a designated historic cultural landmark, and are intended to be permanent. The stars only commemorate the recipient's professional accomplishments. Thomas Ravenel is officially off Southern Charm. Bravo confirmed the news shortly after his arrest yesterday that he will no longer be part of the show. Ravenel was arrested and booked on second-degree assault and battery charges against his children's former nanny. She filed a police report against him over an incident that happened 3 years ago. A separate woman came forward and accused him of sexually assaulting her after a Tinder date in 2015. Now, you watched that show. Do you believe this?
I am obsessed with this show, and I absolutely believe this. It kind of was shocking at first hearing it, but then afterwards, I believe this. And also the entire cast, once accusers came forward, did not have his back. Ooh. They were like, yeah, I could see this happening.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. No. And Chrissy Teigen revealed on Watch What Happens Live whether or not John Legend was able to close the deal, so to speak, on their first date.
Did you and John close the deal the first night?
Yes.
You did?
Wow.
Where did you guys meet?
Bravo.
Where'd you meet?
On a video set for a stereo. Yeah, we were on a music video set all day together, and then I went to one of his shows, and then, yeah.
Liv is, she's not always the sharpest crayon in the box. I will give her that. Certain things she doesn't really understand, which is why we kind of like to give her this platform every Wednesday at this time.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Liv, how does the internet work?
So there's a bunch of computers and things hooked up to the internet, and there's clear and like invisible, almost like wires that I think all go to space somewhere, and that goes out to more space, I think, and it connects it because there's metal waves that make it work. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's Joe's Need to Know News, minus the Joe, on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. He is sifting through the sewers of New York City looking for Pennywise, the clown from It. He, another day, sacrificing his body, sacrificing his life. New York Police Department figured they needed to find somebody that hated themselves enough that they wouldn't mind if they didn't come back.
And I think Pennywise has some words for Joe.
Oh, he does?
We all float down here. You all float too.
Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet Joe's having a great time.
He's probably a great host. I bet he'll have some, like, tea, crumpets, you know.
For sure.
The works. I don't know if you saw this. A Florida history teacher says that she was fired for refusing to give 50%, like, you know, a 50% grade to students who didn't turn in their homework. So now her farewell message has gone viral. She's at this Westgate K-8 school. It's like a middle school. She says they have a no zero policy, which requires teachers to give students no less than a 50% grade on assignments. She was fired September 14th when she refused to follow the policy after several students didn't turn in their homework that she had assigned 2 weeks earlier. So as she was getting fired, she went into her classroom. She wrote a handwritten message on the whiteboard for her students that said, "Bye kids, Mrs. Tirado loves you and wishes you the best in life. I've been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not handing anything in. Love, Mrs. Tirado." The teacher then took a photo and posted that on Facebook. Of course, now everybody's talking about it. No specific cause was given in her termination letter from the principal at that school, since the teacher was still on probation from just starting that school year. But a spokesperson for the school says there is no district policy prohibiting teachers from giving a grade of a zero. So I don't know what is the truth. You never know.
No, I feel like there might be like a court case with this or something.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated. IHOP created a pancake-infused beer called IHOPS. The pancake chain partnered with New York brewery Keegan Ales to debut IHOP's Pumpkin Pancake Stout. Inspired by the pumpkin spice pancakes currently offered in their restaurants, the beer is a blend of IHOP's signature buttermilk pancake batter mix with ingredients from its fall menu. It's only going to be available at certain distributors and festivals in the New York area, and only for a limited time through October. So, unless you're going to New York anytime soon, I guess Joe can check it out. Joe can check it out while he's looking for Pennywise in the sewers today. But otherwise, I think we're out of luck. And this Friday, Movies in the Park returns in Fishers. You can grab a blanket and some popcorn, watch movies there with family and friends. The movies are free, by the way. They also have closed captioning if you have someone that needs that. This Friday's movie is going to be Wonder. Parking is available in the Depot and Switch parking garages. That is your Need to Know News.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Netflix will drop part two of its Making a Murderer docuseries on October 19th. I cannot even tell you how excited I am for this. The series will follow up on Brendan Dassey and Uncle Stephen Avery's convictions in the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach in Wisconsin. The original episodes debuted in December of 2015 and caused a lot of people across the country to question whether or not these two actually committed the crime that landed them in prison. Series creators said that in part two, they have chronicled the experience of the convicted and imprisoned two men, each serving life sentences for crimes they may that they did not commit. The new episodes will have Avery's post-conviction lawyer. Her name is Kathleen Zellner, who is on a quest to prove his innocence and apparently reversed more wrongful convictions than any other private attorney in the country. So that's kind of cool. And Dassey's post-conviction lawyers will be featured as well.
I think I'm the only person I know who didn't watch that.
You have to go back and watch this.
I think I have to go back and watch it before the second season comes out.
Yes, October 19th is when that's coming out. Rapper Lil Xan is having a really bad month. This kid, he and Noah Cyrus broke up, first of all, so he's been sad about that. And now he's been hospitalized for eating too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Wait, I saw this. I'm so confused.
He posted about the incident on Instagram saying, I just want to let everyone know that I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos. It did something with his stomach lining. He was vomiting. It was not a good situation. But I guess when you eat too many of those, it does do stuff to your insides.
That is so gross. But also, how much do you have to eat for that point to happen? Because I know friends who are obsessed with Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and it's never gotten to that point. So I'm just wondering, like, how much it actually has to be.
I guess he knows. And the K-pop group BTS explained their message of speaking yourself. I'm still, even after hearing this clip, I don't understand, like, if this is a language barrier where they're meaning to say speak for yourself, or if it's literally just speaking yourself, because obviously that's not correct English, so I'm not really sure.
Well, maybe it's just like speak. I don't know. I kind of get it. Like, I never thought that, like, there was a pronunciation problem with that.
Well, here's what BTS had to say about it.
It's about speaking yourself.
Yeah, what is speak yourself?
Yeah, it's like, it's mainly about speaking yourself, like, instead of letting other people speak for you, because, you know, to truly love ourselves is important to, you know, firstly know who I am and, you know, where I'm from and what my name is and what my voice is, kind of like that.
Good for you. That's fantastic. I'm into it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Mine is the Joe. So this week, Liv the Web Girl and me, Alex, we're going to go around the room and we're going to talk about the things that we're loving this week. We do this every Wednesday at this time. Just basically talk about songs, music, items, products, whatever that we're just loving. And we're not paid to say, you know, what we like. It's just honestly what we're really into this week. And we like to share it with you. And we also like to hear about what you're into because, you know, word of mouth, that's how you learn about new cool things or places to go or things to try. So tweet us at Joe and Alex Show so we can find out what you're loving. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I'm really, really into the band Moon Taxi. So I've loved them for a while, but I am just on a kick right now. It's all I can play. I'm just obsessed. And I recently went to a concert where they were at on Sunday night. So ever since then, I'm like coming off of this high and cannot get enough of them. And I actually have a clip of one of their favorite songs for you guys.
I mean, it's very hipster chic. I feel like I need to grow my armpit hair, hang out on Mass Ave, like exclusively eat at the Garden Table.
So actually, the lead singer does have long hair, will wear his hair in a man bun. But I met them on Sunday, and he also complimented my braids. So that was pretty cool.
See?
Yeah.
He likes that. You look like you're, you know, living in the olden times.
Yeah.
Like you don't have electricity. He's into that.
Exactly. And then the second thing I'm into right now, which is also something that I've always liked, but I'm in a kick right now, is the show Entourage.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen it,
no,
Alex? It's so good. It's on HBO, and it's pretty old. There's like 7 seasons, I think, and it's about this guy named Vince, who is a famous actor in Hollywood, and his best friends from high school. So they've known each other their whole lives, and they're kind of like his entourage, like his posse, and it's just their life in Hollywood. There's no really big, like, that big of conflict, but it's just fun to, like, just watch through. Very easy to watch. What is about
it,
you, Al?
Well, is it on a streaming service, or is that on TV
HBO
right now?
Go.
Okay.
No. It's been over for a while. There's actually a movie, but the movie was all right.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Alex, what about you, though? What are you into?
I am really into it. You guys are going to be so shocked that I'm saying this, but an avocado slicer tool.
What?
I know. I'm kind of into avocado right now. So over the weekend, I tried avocado toast for the very first time in my life.
I just can't believe this is your first time. I'm actually like a little annoyed and mad.
Well, so what I ended up doing was, it was just straight up bread with sliced avocado and salt and pepper on it. That's all that is on it. So it's really plain avocado toast.
Well, that's normal. Like, I feel like that's exceptional. Like,
well,
that's,
I liked it.
Avocado toast.
It doesn't really taste like anything, and I don't mind the texture. So I liked it, and then I ended up ordering with my Shipt app. I get my groceries delivered, which is, like, life-changing, by the way. That's something else I'm into. Honestly, that's a freebie for you. You should definitely try Shipt. But this avocado slicer tool is $4.99. It slices the avocado down the middle so you can split it in half. It has the thingy in the middle that takes out that, like,
the pit.
Yeah, the pit. And then it also has a thing that lets you slice your avocado up so it'll go on your toast. It's like an all-in-one little thing, $4.99 at Walmart. So go get that. And then the other thing that I'm into this week is a dish soap by Mrs. Meyers. It's all natural. You can get it at Target, and it's pumpkin scented, and I am telling you that it will change your ever-loving life. This is the best smelling. Like, okay, like, yeah, Bath and Body Works, like, they always have, like, really great pumpkin scented stuff for the vault, but this is on another level pumpkin. I've never smelled anything this good. They have a hand soap of it. You can even get, like, your counter, like, your countertop.
Counter spray.
Yeah, spray of it. It's like, they have it in all kinds of things, but I bought the dish soap. It's Mrs. Meyers pumpkin scented dish soap. It's 16 fluid ounces, and it's $3.99, and that's at Target. So that's what we're into this week. If you have something that you're into that you think we should know about, tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
And also go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to get the links and swipe up, and you can buy all this stuff or hear it. It's all there on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicki Minaj has fulfilled her promise of $25,000 to former Cosby Show actor Jeffrey Owens, and he's donating the money to charity. Owens made the decision to donate the money in full to the Actors Fund. Nicki seems to share Owens' appreciation, saying, "I'm happy to be a part of a great cause. I wish Jeffrey much success and wanted to know how loved he is. Rest in peace to Earl Hyman." Owens has gotten a wave of job offers since the photo surfaced of him working at Trader Joe's, the most significant being a 10-episode gig on Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots. TV news from last night. Don't know if you saw, but on Dancing with the Stars season 27 eliminated its first contestant. It was stand-up comedian Nikki Glaser and Gleb Savchenko. They were the ones that were eliminated. And then did you watch the season premiere of This Is Us, Liv?
Yes.
So did I.
I did. It was amazing.
So this is like a fun fact. The 5 central actors on This Is Us are getting massive pay raises ahead of season 3. Milo Ventimiglia, Mandy Moore, Sterling K. Brown, Chrissy Metz, and Justin Hartley are all going to see their per episode salary jump to $250,000 for this third season. Every episode, $250,000.
My word. Yeah. That is so much money.
Yeah, so they didn't start out with the same salary. Milo made $150,000 per episode. Hartley earned $75,000. Metz only earned $40,000, and the actors now are going to earn $4.5 million per season. That is so crazy because the thing about Chrissy Metz is, I remember she did an interview right as she got cast for this show. Mm-hmm. She was like broke. I think she said she might have been homeless or something. Whether or not she was homeless, I can't remember if that's accurate, but I do know that she said she only had maybe like $3 or something. I mean, she had nothing. So now she's getting $250,000 per episode. Every
I just got, like,
episode.
Goosebumps, yeah. You telling me that. That's,
I mean,
crazy.
Nuts. And yesterday, for Will Smith's 50th birthday, he jumped out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon. He actually did it. The rapper and actor live streamed the entire thing on his YouTube channel. His whole family was there. Alfonso from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was there. Right after landing, Will said, "Nothing will ever be scarier than that. It goes from complete absolute terror to the most magnificent bliss you'll ever feel in your life." Here he is talking to Alfonso about it.
"They challenged me to Helly Bungie. And I was reacting to, yo, don't nobody challenge me to nothing. I'm from Philly, son. I was like, oh, they gonna challenge me to Helly Bungie. Oh, Helly Bungie. How about Helly Bungie over the Grand Canyon, son?
Did you feel like that was a good thing to do in this case?
As I approached the canyon.
Yes.
There are things that I'm realizing I probably should have thought about before.
What would some of those things be?
You know, just that is stupid.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Another day minus the Joe, another day that we mourn. No, he's not dead. He's just in the sewers of New York City looking around for Pennywise from It, protecting us all. They had to find someone that was willing to put their body on the grenade, so to speak.
We all float down here. You all float too.
I mean, he sounds welcoming. I feel like he's going to have some cookies and tea laid out for him once he gets down there.
Absolutely. I feel like him and Joe will really, really get along.
Yeah, hopefully they do. Tweet Joe at Joe Pesh Radio. Wish him luck on his endeavors crawling down into the sewers of New York City. And also, kind of big news, Liv, do you know who Elton John is?
Yeah, I think I've heard of him.
You've heard of him.
Yeah.
he's kind of a big deal, at least to like our parents.
Right.
But it was just announced like a few minutes ago that Elton John is adding Indianapolis to his tour stop,
his farewell tour
in 2019. Yeah, he's going to be here. Let me see. He's going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse October 25th, 2019. So almost exactly a year from now. It's one of 25 stops across the U.S. that were added because of his sold-out farewell tour. He sings that Crocodile Rock song and Rocket Man. And you've heard it.
I was kidding. I know who Elton
John is. All right. Well, anyway, tell your mom. Text her. She probably wants to hear from you anyway and tell her that. It's Radio Now 100.9. Have a good day.
Bye.